All right, my next guest spent the day at the White House yesterday. Had a chance to sit and talk to the president. It's a very interesting thing to do. I did it myself once back in November, most recently, that is. But Michonne Maddock is part of Women for Trump and an advisory board member, and she got to spend a couple of hours with the president. And she told me yesterday, he is intense. Yes. Yes, he is. Michonne, welcome back to the program.
Oh, thank you so much. It feels early. I'm exhausted. My feet are killing me, but I'm glad to be here.
So on that note, think about this. You're talking about how intense the president is, right? You told me that yesterday when we spoke. He is up at 6 in the morning or before every day. He goes to about 11 o'clock at night or later every day. He doesn't seem to think that his feet hurt or he gets tired. And I'm not taking anything away from you because I feel the same way. After you go through all that, you're exhausted. He's like every single day pounding, 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 pounding. It's an incredible pace he sets, isn't it?
It is. It is incredible. And the one thing I took away this time from this experience is I realized that this man loves to talk with people. He loves to hear what they have to say. That is a true gift. Most politicians, you know, what they do is they just, they talk to you. They want to be heard. This isn't what this man is about. He wants to listen. And I get the feeling like his staff has to constantly pull him away. They have to make him stop talking and get him back on task because he would just go on and on.
And that makes sense. So tell me about this. You're there for 2 hours, right? And you're with a bunch of different folks from all over the country, Women for Trump. First of all, congratulations. I mean, I don't care who the president is. That's an accomplishment. That's an important thing to do, being part of the process, right?
It was. I am so honored. The invitation came kind of last minute. All I knew was that it was a women's meeting, so this wasn't anything to do with my official board member capacity. It was there, invited to meet with the president about his America First agenda. And I had total favor when I walked into the room where I was sitting. I was next to Lara Trump and Mercedes Schlapp and Karen Pence. And he kind of went around the room and asked us each to just talk about women's issues and things that we think are important and what we're seeing from where we are. And so I was really the first woman that wasn't part of his part of his inner circle to speak. And that really gave me favor because he spent a lot of time with me. And I made him laugh, I'm happy to say, because I introduced myself, as the woman from Michigan, home of the Wicked Witch of the Great Lakes State. And I did not have to say another word. He knew exactly who I was talking about. And he is not very fond of our governor, I can tell you that.
Well, our governor gets a lot of attention, and I was just talking about how sad it is that the restrictions for the funeral for the state trooper, Caleb Starr, being limited to 100 people. She did give him 39 seconds, though, yesterday. Way to go, Governor. 39 seconds for a state trooper who died on the job serving you and me, Michonne, and the people of Michigan, died on the job, and he got 39 seconds and no more than 100 people at his funeral. It's bothersome to me. Anyhow, tell me about the president and the discussion that you had and some of the things you focused on.
Well, when we talked about the governor, he was saying that he feels like she's not very sympathetic to Michigan moms that are worried about their kids' education. He talked about his love for Michigan and about wanting to get the 500,000 manufacturing jobs back to Michigan that we lost. He understands Michigan when it talks about things like people wanting to own a second home and be able to buy a cabin up north again and, the oil industry in Michigan with the Line 5 and the importance to Upper Peninsula families and Michigan's oil and natural gas industry. Those kind of things surprised me just how much he knows, as he went around this panel. I mean, he knows the important issues of every state. And he doesn't need any notes in front of him or any advisors to lean in and give him information. He really knows these things.
It's interesting to me. The only time that I've seen him recently ask for notes is when he was asking for statistics from Kaylee about the COVID-19 numbers because the person he was sitting with was saying something that wasn't accurate. He said, no, you're wrong about that. Let me have the numbers. Kaylee, hand me the numbers. Here are the exact numbers, but you're right about everything else. He's very much on top. He's very, when I last spoke to him, he's also very engaged. He looks right at you. He has a conversation with you, right? I mean, he focuses on you and he listens to what you have to say, and then he'll go to the next person and he'll talk to, and he gathers that information. Now, makes you wonder, you know, about the outburst from Joe Biden yesterday about asking the black reporter if he was on cocaine or if he was a junkie after the reporter asked him about his cognitive ability.
I mean,
shocking,
unbelievable. And the president did talk about Joe Biden. And I have to tell you, his tone in this room, you know, he's a funny guy. His tone in this room was sympathetic about Joe Biden. And I have to tell you, I'm feeling that from high levels of people that I am talking to all day yesterday at the White House. You know, he is unraveling every time he steps in front of the camera. And it's like he suffers from a complete mental breakdown when he's asked if he's taken a cognitive test. And you've got to wonder who are the people close to this man.
Yeah.
Who's protecting Joe Biden?
Well, there you nailed it, Michonne. And that is, they're going to try to protect him. They're going to try to say, oh, no, COVID's too dangerous for there to be debates. That's their last card. Because if he goes into a debate on September 29th and then two more after that, it's going to be a tough deal to get out of.
Well, the Trump campaign is requesting a fourth debate between President Trump and Joe Biden. And
well, I know that.
They want it moved up. I mean, I think the president's ready to debate him next week. And, you know, I think he would be gentle on him because I think it will not take a lot to expose.
Well, the reason being is, I mean, quite obvious. You have early voting. He'd like to get something on the record before all that early voting gets kicked off. Here shortly. Michonne, I got to leave it there. Greatly appreciate you coming in and sharing your stories from the White House. Congratulations on being there, and I'm sure we will talk again soon.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Michonne Maddock, everybody. Women for Trump. She's on the advisory board. Spent the day at the White House. Fascinating thing to do. No question. Quick break. We'll be right back.